Disclaimer time. This is where I tell everyone to lighten up. It's just a podcast. Trading is like that roller coaster at the amusement park. Thrilling, unpredictable, and potentially stomach churning. What works for one person might leave another clutching their hat in the wind. Our hosts and guests, they're awesome, knowledgeable, full of insights, but we're not financial advisors. So don't rush to make any investment decisions based solely on our banter. Always consult with a professional or do your own research. Plus, let's face it, we like to have fun, laugh, enjoy the trading ride together. It's all in the name of good podcasting fun. So remember, take it easy, don't bet the farm, and keep your seatbelts on at all times. Thank you for listening. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the China Shop, home of the Band of Traders podcast. My name's Kyle, and today I've got a twofer of returning guests. Niels from Trader.com and Josh from the Futures Desk have both agreed to come back and give us details of a new partnership they just announced. Josh, did I hear right that you guys have a holiday sale going on?
Yes, we do.
What's the details of that?
It's 30% off until midnight the 31st.
Midnight the 31st. Okay, and this should be coming out on Monday, so people would have at least a few days if they're listening to this as soon as it comes out. That's just on the website, right? And I think there's a code for that, TFD
there
holiday?
Is a code. TFD holiday, that's correct.
Yeah, so code, we'll put that code in the show notes so in case anybody wants
or
to take advantage
of that. Or use code Trader.
Oh, you have a code too?
Oh, right, code Trader.
All right. Multiple ways to take advantage of that.
Yeah, actually have him use code Trader. That way it's he gets code credit Trader. For it.
Perfect.
So we can
perfect.
Keep track of all that.
Thank all right, I'll you, update yeah. that one too. Trader, and that's Trader with no E, right? T-R-A-D-R-R.
Yes, exactly.
So I say no E, that. Two R's.
No E, two R's. Three R's.
Yeah, yeah, just to make it complicated, you know.
I just tell people replace the E with an R.
Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
Tell me how you guys, how did this partnership come about? I think, Niels, one of your employees is the one who introduced me to the guys at TFD, so I'm assuming he was probably the spark plug that got this little thing going.
Yes, exactly. Daniel.
Yeah?
Yeah, so that's probably how it went. I heard about it later, so...
Oh.
No. But I honestly don't know exactly, but I'm pretty sure Daniel set it up, because Daniel and Josh, they have like... Yeah, how you call it? Like a working relationship for a while already. Mm-hmm. And pretty sure that's how it came up.
Whose idea was it first? Who approached who?
I think it wasn't like a hard hitting, let's have a meeting, we need to talk about this.
Right.
It was definitely through Dan, through that working relationship. He's, you know, Dan's a trader himself, and we've just been in contact. We could bounce ideas off each other. I know that they had been building Trader, and I got pretty excited about what they were doing. And Dan orchestrated that, I think.
Yeah.
Dan's the one who's, I think he's set me up with about five or six guests now over the last like year and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been a great asset for our show, too.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he's in about every Discord.
He's
updating me about stuff.
Right. So, Josh, what was it about Trader that you really liked or that stood out, or what was it that got you excited about the potential?
Well, definitely the how much they lean into order flow,
yeah,
and the fact that it's web based were the first two main features. I was like, okay, no one's done that yet. Mm-hmm. That sounds really nice. We have customers that are on Macs and Windows. His platform covers that. And then above that, we had just gotten off of launching with a different platform that not everybody wants to use. It's definitely got some good points for simplicity. It's less expensive overall. But, you know, with that comes some, you know, they're a little bit behind on some of the features that we'd like to have.
Okay, I was actually wondering how that implementation was kind of working, because I thought Trader was a platform itself, too.
It is. It's a platform that connects to Rhythmic.
Gotcha.
So with the launch of our Rhythmic integration and our Rhythmic option, we already had built a pretty nice shell inside our application, to host platforms, because we're not going into the platform business in that sense.
Right, right.
So the fact that we could lean into Trader as a partnership was pretty huge. It kind of was just sort of fit just right. You know, we launched Rhythmic, we build basically a portal into Trader on our side and make it easy to get started, easy to launch, easy to use, while you take advantage of all the other features of our platform that involve more on the risk management side and the journaling side. Yeah, there's just we do all of our integrations on the back end with Rhythmic. So as long as we have a platform that works with Rhythmic, all is good on our side. And that's exactly what their platform does.
Oh,
So,
wow. Okay.
and then again, theirs is advanced. So the traders that are really looking for more depth of features right now, that's the one we point them to.
Oh, okay. So that's almost like a way of expanding your offering.
Yeah,
That
exactly.
makes a lot more sense. Okay. I was trying to figure out how that worked. But yeah, if you can just piggyback off of the platform that he's already developed and then just allow your tools to work with that, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's not a, and it's not a white label. We're not trying to brand it as our own. We want to see
Right.
them kind of thrive on their own.
Yeah.
That benefits both of us.
So how did the implementation go? Was there any issues, any growing pains?
Smooth sailing.
pretty smooth sailing actually. There was a couple of
Actually,
hiccups,
it
but
was. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not too bad. It was not too bad.
I think there's a couple days there where you guys were pretty busy, but I don't know. I think that was more just because
Not a
you
couple of
guys
years,
have.
but you know.
Well, Josh has that ridiculous goal where they want to be able to answer every customer support question within 5 minutes. So I imagine some of that was.
I've done it before.
Right.
Exactly. No, that was pretty smooth, I'd say. We had to adjust a few things on our end, but it was nothing too complicated. So yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
How about the influx of new users? Was there was there any like load issues or concerns with the amount of users that maybe potentially brought like trader brought to TFD or TFD brought to trader? Was there any issues with that?
No, at the moment there's not. Also, it's of course like a little bit of a holiday season, so I guess not everyone is trading now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but
I wouldn't been.
no. So no, but I think that wouldn't be a problem. Our whole server infrastructure is made for that. It has like auto scaling things like that. So even if we did get that, it would just auto scale up, and it shouldn't be a problem. No.
That's good to hear. The other question that I had, this one goes to Josh then. One of the things that we kind of talked about when the first time we had you on here was about the way that you wanted to grow. You wanted to grow slowly and sustainably. Does this partnership change that at all?
No, I don't think it does. I think Trader's just launching. We're just launching. We had a couple weeks ahead of their launch, and we're both going at a pretty good pace. Again, the new year's probably going to bring in an increased pace, but yeah, we've had no growing issues right now, and we're having a nice steady curve of new customers.
Yeah. How's the feedback been?
Feedback's great. Yeah, we're. The most exciting thing to me is the individuals that are coming back to us and saying, I'm used to going to XYZ firm and I've got really bad habits. And they've literally been coming to us saying, this has been changing everything for me. I'm slowing down. I'm paying attention to my statistics. I'm making a big change for myself. And I know going into the new year, a lot of people are looking for New Year's resolutions.
Right.
And you kind of feel that vibe coming from a lot of people. And it's really rewarding. And I know if we just keep focusing on that, we keep doing that. It not only helps how I feel personally, it's going to help the business as a whole
Yeah.
because we're just going to be the place to go to rehabilitate yourself from blowing 1,000 evals to make one payout.
Yeah, I felt the same. Yeah, and to elaborate a little bit on that, I feel the same. So, well, I come from live trading, so prop trading for me is still a little bit new, but this year I've been exploring a few. But for me, like with that, with TFD, I don't get the feeling that they're just wanna get as much people in there,
Right, yeah.
reset, reset, reset. It feels to me more like a real prop firm, right? And I have traded with a real prop firm in Amsterdam, and they don't offer resets. So, and the fact that you cannot reset like right after you blow an account with them, I think that says a lot. So,
Well, it really does. If you really are backing your traders, are you really going to give a guy who just got in a car accident like another car and tell him to go get back out there and make that delivery?
no,
No.
not
And
exactly.
that's
So,
probably getting into the grievance segment too quickly,
oh, I know, right?
but
That's
yeah,
what
for
always happens.
sure. No, it's hard to watch because when these companies are paying them their traders out of their pocket, Nothing's coming out of the real market. It's on the backs of the few gamblers that are just dumping money into to it. So I don't want to see that. And I know we went over this in the previous podcast, but Brian and I are both kind of had roles our entire life that are to protect our communities or help our communities. So the idea of it just sitting there, reset, 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 and you see it, you know, I've seen it behind the scenes. Yeah. You know, you'll see someone reset 20 times in a row.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't limit them. And maybe they would have lost less money because they might have, you know, spent $5,000 losing it in the market today, but now they only spend a couple thousand, but that's still real. And that's where that person's getting the payout. That's where the company's saying, oh, look how many payouts we do. It's like, that's literally that number. When I see that, I don't think all the payouts they did. I think, oh, well, think about how much larger the number is of people losing.
Right.
So the payout thing is not a good metric to me.
It makes me think of back when like the credit crisis was happening. I remember talking to a person who went, he was like part of like a risk team who went and like did an assessment for a credit department to look at like all the people they were loaning money to and to like try to come up with a better plan for like how to cut some costs or cut. I think they were like having a failure to pay rate that was like too high. They were trying to crack down on that number. And he went back to the group and he's like, hey, if you stop loaning money to this 10% of your customer database, you'll eliminate 90% of your failure to pay. So your delinquencies, it'll eliminate like 90% of your delinquencies. The manager who was sitting in there at the time was like, hey, this looks great on paper, but the problem is that 90% of our revenue comes from that 10% you want to cut out. And I feel like this is kind of the same thing with the prop industry, where they're preying on the same small subset of people. It's the same thing with gambling. Like the people who have like the gambling issues are the ones that fund like a large portion of the profits of the entire industry. And
it's a strange thing because I don't know how these companies can classify themselves as anything other than gambling or casino when they're, I know a lot of them are shifting and I do like that they are shifting to having to do a live account and they're doing it on some basis of obviously regulatory might be coming in or whatever.
They're not doing it because they want to.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. And I've had my feet in the sand on this, putting people to live as quickly as possible for 2 years.
Right. Well, and it makes sense from the angle you told it on. Like, how are you going to manage risk if the guy doesn't have any potential of making anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I think everyone knows the model, and I just think a lot of people are like, well, either way, they give me cash. So if I can do the carnival game, then I get cash, so I don't really care.
A lot of people know how a Ponzi scheme works or a pyramid scheme, and they still take it part of them.
Yeah, it's the
they're great if you're early.
Sentiment, right? it's a whole thing. Anyways, we jumped into that grievance segment early, but
oh no, I've got plenty of better ones than that.
Okay, cool.
let's talk about some of the other things that kind of come with the partnership. Then, so what are some of the new things then that people who were with TFD can now get from Trader and vice versa, people with Trader who now come over to TFD? What are some of the new things that the two of them can now expect to see thanks to this partnership?
I think the big thing is the price point. So we've negotiated a way where we can cover quite a bit of the cost because Trader's a very much, once you jump into there, you'll see just the depth of what they did over there. You might, when you first look at it, like, oh, it's a web-based trading platform. Oh, it's, you know, it's TradingView or something. And then when you really dig into it, it's one of the best DOMs on the market. So I think a lot of traders coming from something like Jigsaw will really appreciate the portability of the application tied with how much they've put work into order flow features.
Right.
And they're doing everything, but order flow's their sweet spot because I think that team over there is pretty heavy into order flow themselves. So there's a price point that we've come up with where we're covering some, and it becomes a really good opportunity for our traders. That's where it helps them. We can give them access to professional tooling for a fraction of the cost.
And it really is a fraction of the cost. I think the last time I checked, it was like $30 a month now for trader access. If you go through TFD, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. I really think people should take a look at it. It's new. But it's ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Is it new? Niels, you've been developing that for a while, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it is new. I mean, we launched only like you know, a couple of weeks ago. But it's not new. And like it came from all the experience that that we had from like from AMS Training Group, you know, that the plugins that we developed for other platforms, things like that, comes from my 15 years experience of trading.
Right.
Trading full time. So it's not new, but like it's but yeah, it is new. And so yeah, we're still you know, solving some bugs. We had some feedback already from some FTD customers that we now, at least in development, we deploy that. So soon it will be to staging, and then I think in a couple of weeks, or maybe hopefully sooner, it will be in production. So yeah, you know, like we're improving still. But yeah, like what Josh said, like we are fast. So so the performance, it just has been such a big theme for myself and also therefore for the rest of the team. But but yeah, so we had one customer that already did a comparison with, like, you know, the big ones out there, CR Charts, Bookmap, Jigsaw, and we came out at like comparable to Bookmap, right? And they are right now they are like seen as the fastest dome out there, and we can already match that or close to, right? So I think that's a big deal. And people that are using domes, I'm pretty sure that's a big deal as well
for the them. Speed so, of the dom has always been an issue.
Exactly. And and I think that's pretty special for something that you can run in your browser as well. Basically because it doesn't exist. So
right.
With Rhythmic, at least, right? It doesn't exist with Rhythmic. We're still the only one.
I don't think there's any other web-based.
No, exactly. We are still Rhythmic right now. Yeah. We are the only one right now that has Rhythmic in a web-based dome, which is fast. And yeah, I mean, it took 4 years to build. But yeah.
You want to do it right, right?
Yeah. I was going to say it was new to, it's new to the customers.
Yeah.
But exactly. Yeah, they've been definitely in development for quite a while.
Niels, do you remember when we talked last?
I think it was March.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah, time flies.
It was 10 months ago. Feels like it was like yesterday.
I know, it's crazy.
Another grievance. I have seen, though, I was browsing around your Discord on Trader. I do see there's more than a few people who have talked about being able to get rid of CR Charts or Bookmap or Jigsaw after finding you guys. So yeah, definitely, definitely seems like you would become a replacement for some people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's great to see, of course. I mean, it's one thing putting so much work into it, but if you can see it working, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
But and more to come, of course. And yeah, especially with this partnership with FTD, I just really like how they built in their stats and everything, you know, like how you can write out your trade setups and everything. Plus that you can run our platform right into their app, right? So you can you can see it side by side. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Is there going to be a sim mode coming for Trader? One of the comments that I've been seeing or receiving is that they'd like to be able to have a place to play around and experiment with the interface without worrying about getting order fills. It could just be that they didn't find it. Maybe they...
You know, it's not there right now, no.
Okay.
So what we normally suggested was just get a cheap... a cheap prop account, but yeah, I
will say though,
I don't want to do that anymore.
No.
So I will,
go ahead, Josh.
I will say though, we are we are going to have a feature coming soon where you can create test accounts.
Oh, nice.
Specifically for those kinds of purposes, but we wanted people to be able to forward test other accounts and not worry about it. And the plan is again, I guess sort of quote me on it, but or don't quote me, but it's we're planning on doing at least a few, up to maybe 5 accounts per month as test accounts. Obviously they wouldn't be eligible for funding,
right
it would be a way to do exactly what you're saying.
It allows you to play around and get to learn the process. Yeah,
but you'll be able to use that for your strategy, so you could create a new strategy in our system with tags and test those strategies. I know people get, I think there's a lot of people in the space that are jumping around between prop accounts. Hoping for that to solve their problem. or they just want to trade more, or I'm not really sure. There's obviously a lot of reasons for it, but the ability to have some test accounts in there so you can do that in kind of the same environment and get the feedback and the stats to start building up before you take it live.
Speaking of all this stat collection, that actually ties in really nicely with the question that Purdue sent me. He wants to know what would happen to his data if something happened, like if his account blew up or if he lost his account. Like, does he have a way of being able to download all that data that he's put in there, all the journaling, all the stats?
So he can always log in and see everything. Mm-hmm. We don't disconnect any of that access. We are building an export, so you can do just that.
Excellent.
If you wanted to dump it out, yeah, we are. But if... I can do a one-off if he needs that.
No, I think that's just a concern. Some people have been burned before with, you put all this stuff into a new platform, a shiny tool, and then it disappears on you, and then you're kind of lost with, you just lost like a year's worth of work.
That sounds like every year when Google releases some new tool.
or every year Microsoft decides to update Excel.
Oh, man.
Now we're getting into grievances.
There we go. Yeah, definitely an export coming. So I come from, I'm a software developer first. So I come from the open source mentality, and I'm not interested in doing anything that would lock their data in to us.
Right. Not that software as a service.
Yeah, no, it's just, you should always be able to get your data out. Obviously, it makes the best use of it when you're with us, but I also understand that life changes for some people.
Yeah, and I think there's just some fear from some people in the community to even utilize some of the tools because they're afraid of what might happen to them. So I think being able to alleviate some of that would get probably a lot more people trying them out and testing the tools and the things that actually make, TFD worth spending time with,
Good. Yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah. All right. Are there any other like major questions that you guys are getting in your Discords that you wanted to address?
I don't think so. We will have a little, we're going to be integrating the purchase kind of process to make that a little bit more seamless. But right now, if you do want to get it, you can just reach out to our support chat and we'll coordinate with Niels the price. Package.
Niels, anything on your end?
So I was talking with House, and he has his own like tools, that he uses, and he really liked Trader so far, but he needs to be able to use his own tools. So I said, well, yeah, we can build it for him, right? So it's something we can do. But he also asked if we were open to third-party indicators, and I just normally say no, because I want to be able to guarantee performance, right? And as soon as you get into third-party stuff, usually it takes a big hit on your performance of the whole platform, or at least a part of it. And it's something that I probably, things can change, but probably will never do. So if there's someone that wants to have custom indicators, yeah, I'm open to talk to the team to see, to see what we can do. Sign an NDA if you want, and get that built in and test it on our side. But I'm not a super fan of just putting anything on it because normally it doesn't really end that well. But
is that because of the third-party developers just don't have good like programming hygiene and it slows down your systems, or is there something more to it than that?
It really could be anything. So it could be because they don't have access to the rest of the code that might interfere, or just that they are lazy. it could really be anything. And I just want to be able to guarantee performance and not, have issues with that.
Well, I can see why that would be a huge concern if one of the things that you take the most pride in is having the speed of a DOM on a web-based platform comparable with the best in the industry. You don't want to jeopardize
that. Exactly. But very open to custom coding, things like that. If it's in how you say that? Sorry, my English is failing me.
That's right.
I just got back from the Netherlands and I only talk Dutch. let me see.
Just with your oversight, I guess you're thinking? Just as long as you guys are part of that integration.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, I got it. In collaboration with us.
Yes, with us.
That's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we mentioned Discord and we mentioned grievances a couple times. I kind of pitched this a little bit to you guys beforehand. Since we started doing this podcast every year, we didn't know how to celebrate Christmas or the holidays, so we just started celebrating Festivus. So airing of grievances is one that I've always wanted to do. And I had it lined up and it got canceled, the show, so we didn't get to do it. And I'd love to wrap you guys into this if we could. So are you familiar with Festivus, the Seinfeld episode?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I got a lot of problems with all you people, and now you're going to hear it. All right, number one on my list here, Discord scammers. What is going on with these guys? Who is actually engaging with them? And have you guys thought of anything to limit this or make it go away?
Yeah, that's a funny one. I've been dealing with that for a long time. I don't know how many Joshes are out there. So the one I think in the hundreds probably have showed up in the servers I've been in.
Yep.
That name Josh. So one thing I tried to do, we thought we were being kind of sneaky because we thought they'd be really cheap, but we got the Nitro on Discord, yeah. And then we put the fire around all of our names. We're like, oh, they're not going to pay for Nitro and get the flame. Yeah, yes, they do. Yep, they adapted pretty quick to that.
About me, I put in, if I'm messaging you out of the blue, I'm definitely a scammer.
They still copy that.
It's
right, because they probably don't speak English,
yeah, right?
But so one thing though is that message is interesting when I see it,
mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, the people that are gonna get gamed by these people are probably not paying attention to that, unfortunately.
I know.
So while you're doing the right thing for the right people, you're trying to do the right thing. It's those same people that are kind of new to the tech world. You know, a lot of older generation. I've seen it in the past where, what was it? A couple times where people, you know, we put as many disclaimers as we can, and we even have a rolling bot message.
I know,
and right. When you join the server, I believe we message you when we say it, you know, watch out.
Yep.
But they'll say, hey, you know, I'm just looking for your money to trade. I can trade your money. If you just put your money in this escrow account, they'll have a fake website. And there's been people, you know, they send these people a couple $1,000s and obviously they don't hear from them again.
Right.
And then they come back at you saying like, why did you take my money? And I'm like, that wasn't us. And, it's rough. It's rough to hear these people say that. And you try to help, but there's only so much you can do. Discord doesn't really help very much.
Yeah. They thought they were going to make it better when they did the name change thing, but it almost seems like they made it worse.
Yeah, I don't know how much that really helped. No one's paying attention to that. For me, I think it needs to stick out if you don't have any mutual friends.
Right.
Or, I don't know, there's a couple things I think they could do on the profile.
There's a few things that would be nice in the communities, too. If you can turn off, like, the member list so they can't just pop in and grab a list of all your people. Because what'll happen is they get somebody in there, they'll copy the list of all the people, then they'll create the fake profile. They'll never even actually join the server with the fake one now.
Yeah, I wonder, actually, now that you're saying that, maybe I could do something where at least there's a delay.
Mm.
But then they'll just sit, they adapt so well.
I know, it's crazy.
This is how they're making their money. They're like, they're putting all their effort and resources into this as a job.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, to scam people, so you can't do anything too simple.
I tried to get one on to talk to. I thought I'd be interested in just to, like, tell me what you're doing and why. What is life like over there that's so bad that you have to go to this?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
All right. Number two on my list, monthly renewal fees. I can't stand it when you sign up for a prop firm and they try to charge you the same renewal fee every month.
You're here.
All you're doing is you're trying to force me to do it quicker, and I don't want to do it quicker. I want to do it right.
Well, I agree. I think we did something about that. It's the most backwards thing to force people to pay attention to their renewal date. Do I get a free reset on the renewal date?
Right.
And should I reset now? And then they do. And then 5 days go by and then they realize they could have had a free reset. It's a game.
It's totally a game. One thing I don't mind paying for data renewals. Mm-hmm. Like, understand the data is not free. The data has a cost. But
right, yeah.
To charge you like, you know, a couple $100 every month when you've done nothing on an account just seems ridiculous.
Yeah. And
it doesn't
also
change the risk.
On top of that, you forget to cancel the renewal.
Oh God, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see that was it Amazon or no, the FTC is trying to make it to all those renewal things have to be just as easy to cancel as they are to enroll in?
No.
Oh, nice. That's good.
That was something from, like, I think it was the FTC. I can't wait to see how they try to implement that.
Yeah, it blows my mind when people hide the cancels. I can't even imagine what their support's like.
Dude, some of them you can't cancel. You're trying to call a support person to get canceled and you can't do it.
Yeah.
It's like gym memberships. You have to like fax
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Sort of like the payout processes of a lot of these companies.
Gym memberships, is that on your list?
Guess it is now. I guess it's I had a gym membership at the moment.
Gym memberships, adding it. Weaponizing drawdowns. That's another one I can't stand. Why can't we just have a static drawdown? You're giving me $2,000 of risk. Like, let me trade that $2,000 until I hit your profit target and or it's gone. Like, that's, if you're allocating $2,000 for risk just because I made $500 in a day, doesn't mean that watermark has to move.
Yeah, that's totally just risk to obviously the price thing. We were initially going to do static only on this, but we actually had pushback. They're like, I want to pay less, and EOD is totally fine for me.
Oh, see, I don't mind having the choice.
Right, sure.
And that's one thing I really like about what you guys do is you have the choices of a lot of different things. A lot of these things that I hate, I now have choices to be able to customize it to something I like.
Yeah, exactly.
Unrealized I wanted to get rid of.
The gym membership I got through you, though, is not all that great, but, you know.
I just signed up for a whole year. <You're right.
laughs> Niels, you've been quiet. What do you hate?
Oh, many things, man.
I hear him ruffling through his notes, all his papers.
I got a whole list here. YouTube comments. Some of the YouTube comments I've been getting. But it's those fucking crypto bros are back again. They come back and they say, hey, great content. I really like this video you did on whatever. Unrelated question. How do I access my Binance wallet with da 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 and this coin and hashtag 15 different keywords?
Wow.
Wait, are they selling something or are they literally trying to get tech support?
I swear, I think they're just trying. I think somebody's hiring people to go in there and just mention whatever their product is to get the search engine optimization.
Probably.
Yeah, I haven't even stepped toe into all those coins, like that Hawktua girl in the coin. I don't know what's going on in that world.
Oh, I think she pucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that went well.
No.
Oh, this is okay. This is nothing to do with the markets, but dudes who wear cologne to work in a manufacturing environment.
Okay, I feel like there's a particular guy you remember.
I mean, there's always one in every crew.
Yeah,
but like, dude, you work with 95% men in an environment that's 120 degrees in there. who are you trying to impress?
I guess some guys will do anything to try to be the alpha.
Right. Is that what it is? Is that an alpha thing?
I don't know. That's my first thought. Stream of consciousness at this point.
Oh, let's see. I also have here wicking my stops and hitting my stretch target. That's just an annoyance.
Yes. And then the decision right after that. Do I get back in?
Oh man, yeah. That's the worst. I almost went into a trade just before this interview. I'm like, no, I'll be stuck in the trade while doing the interview. I'm like, no, I cannot do that. And then it worked, of course.
Oh, like, no. So now you're blaming me.
Why? Yeah.
We didn't schedule this stupid interview the day after Christmas.
There was a trader. What was his name? Live Traders. I think that was the group. They do, it's equities, mm-hmm. not futures, but he's got the 84% rule because he did the math on his own trading. But if it doesn't work the first time, it should work 84% on the second time. I think that's what his backtesting all came down to when he looked at his missed entries and then the missed opportunity cost and everything. So he always, it's part of his trade plan.
That's but he has data to back that. That's brilliant.
He has data to back it up.
Sure. And then I'm sure he has another stat that says if it fails the second time, then... Don't do it again.
Yeah, I don't think you go for a third. Mm-hmm. That's like a rat, a gerbil in a maze.
Hey, Josh, how's Esad's deal going? He was, I think he was up to like 10 or 15 lots, wasn't he?
Oh, he's doing great. He was trading 10 today, I saw. And then I think he was hedging across expirations on oil. But as of today, he's up 17 realized.
Wow. How long has he been doing it?
A couple weeks. That's a live account, of course.
I know. I thought about picking up one of your accounts just to try to mimic his trades, but...
Don't do that.
I know.
I would say especially...
Just because it'd be fun. I wanted to kind of get it to know his style of trading.
Right, and he's swinging some.
Yeah.
But I think actually this account, though, he's been all intraday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's 17K in just 2 weeks, mm-hmm. right? I think it's just 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was green every day, too.
He's up to 10 lots, then. Yeah, he had to be, right?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. He's not going to stop, and honestly, if he gets to 100 lots, it's going to be a big balance just naturally based on the pattern of the. We could be seeing some 7-digit kind of account from which will be interesting from a what is it, $60,000 account he started with to have the margin because he wants that. He always does it so he has maintenance margin.
Right.
Per account, he only scales accounts that way.
How often has he done this challenge? This isn't the first time, is it?
He hasn't. Yeah, this is the first time he's done this challenge. He's traded with 100 lots before. He's traded some. You know, he's made some. I know $300,000-$400,000 days in his past.
We should get him on here because I'd like to talk to him about the mentality of going from 100 lots to one lot.
Yeah, he was very bored in the beginning. I'll tell you that. He was like, he's like, I need double digits. He couldn't.
Right.
He couldn't be in that space. It was very dull for him, of course. But he's also really good at the process.
It's also really hard to trade single lots anyway, because it just takes away all your flexibility as far as scaling goes.
Right.
Yeah, very, very hard.
So how long does he think this is going to last? So, I mean, the way he's going, it's going to be a 100-day challenge.
I don't think it's going to be very long before he breaks the 6-digit mark on his balance, but I don't know, maybe we won't stop. He's very impressive as a trader, both at finding good trades in the market as well as his stability, his emotional stability as a trader and his ability to execute regardless. I guess one contract compared to 10 contracts, that's boring for him,
right?
But his execution is going to be the same.
That's the most impressive thing.
So his scaling ability is very, very impressive. So this isn't something I would say everyone can do this. That's definitely the caveat here. Yeah. He is a professional trader. He does manage 7 to 10 other people's accounts professionally. That's how he gets paid for a living, more than his own account. So, and he's been doing that for years. And then again, he has a trading partner and she's been doing it for years, longer than him. She was on the trading floor and she had a fund. But together they trade the same style with different platforms completely. But it's impressive. It really is impressive because this isn't him blowing accounts to get to where he's at. That's not the same thing as if you had a live account. You can't just blow your accounts all the time and get to a $500,000 payout.
Very true.
This is Assad not blowing accounts, and he hasn't blown accounts in, I don't know if ever, but I'm sure he has in the beginning. But that's a whole different perspective, because someone takes an account to 50K times 20, sure, you're going to get a $500,000 payout or $1 million payout. But growing one account to $500,000, that's a whole different feat.
Yeah, it's true.
Speaking of which, I think I just got a DM from him asking if I could send him some money to trade for him. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No. Sorry.
I would suggest.
All right. It's getting a little bit late. I appreciate y'all jumping in here after Christmas. Do we have anything else that we want to touch on here? Anything else you guys want to throw out there before we wrap this thing up? Get y'all back to your families?
No, I don't think so. Just come check us out. And like, I think there's nothing like our integration between Trader and TFD at all in the industry, and live or sim. And I think between the two of our products combined, we can really give you a new way forward on the new year.
I'm looking forward to it. I know I've been delayed. I wanted to pick up one of your accounts, but I also wasn't ready to start trading yet again. But first of the year, I will be ready to be back, and I will be picking up one of those 30% off accounts, which you can do too. The code will be in the link, just in case they give us an extension on that. It will be 30% off for the life of your assessment if you're listening before the first. You can find that over at thefuturesdesk.com. You can also stay up to date with the podcast by visiting bandoftraderspodcast.com, where you find all the deals and discounts we collected over the years. But I will be back soon with another exciting episode for you to like, share, subscribe. But until then, remember that Festivus doesn't end until you pin the patriarch. And have a great day. This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only, does not constitute financial or investment advice, and should not be construed as such. The hosts, guests, and contributors of this podcast are not licensed financial advisors, brokers, or professionals.
Any trading or investment decisions made based on the content of this podcast are solely at the listener's discretion and risk. Trading and investing in financial markets carry inherent risks, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Listeners should conduct their own research and seek advice from qualified financial professionals before making any financial decisions. The views, opinions, and information shared in this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the podcast creators or associated organizations.
Produced by China Shop Productions.